Hey guys, welcome to the Bagging Broadcast episode number 556. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
And I'm Paul.
And we're a weekly podcast that comes to you in three ways.
The first being The Weekend Geek, bringing you the top geek stories of the past week. Next is the list of comic books that we are looking forward to coming out March 13th, 2024.
It might be how you say it. I don't know. That's then we always follow that up with our weekly rotating main topic. And this week we're doing another Tears in Rain, except Tears is spelled T-I-E-R-S and Rain is spelled R-E-I-G-N. National Cereal Day just passed, so we're going to build a tier list of our favorite cereals.
Nice.
Is it nice, Paul?
Yeah, that's right. It is nice.
Is your beer nice, though? Because we always start off by drinking...
It's not great. It's not bad. It is crushable. It is bright. It is non-alcoholic. It's from Kit NA Brewing, and this is their Get Set Wheat non-alcoholic beer. Less contains less than 0.05% alcohol by volume. Brewed in Portland, Maine. Not Portland, Washington. Or Oregon. Portland, Oregon. Oh, jeez. It's fine. It's got, you know, a little bit of sweetness, a little sugary, little almost menthol-y, you know, kind of like cooling sensation, kind of chemical, not quite chemical, but, you know, that kind of almost hop, but not quite. It tastes like a non-alcoholic beer. It's not the worst that I've had. Definitely not the best. And I got two more.
Yeah,
different varieties. Hey, at least it's easy to drink. It's calories, 81 calories. Oof.
Is that too many calories?
Too
or is many. That not
you
enough?
Know, for what I'm drinking, I at this point I'd rather drink a seltzer water. Well, it was zero calories.
My cider is 181, and if yes. Chris is having a New England IPA, his is 1,000. So. but you know what, Paul? They were free, so
yeah,
enjoy them.
I am in, you know, they're good. They're all right. They're all right for free. I don't know if I'd pick up the variety pack. This comes in, what, a 12-pack variety pack?
12-pack variety.
Yeah.
I think it has the individual flavors, too, you can buy.
We'll see. Maybe one of them's good, and one of them will be my, like, oh, yeah, that's one I'm keeping in the fridge for my non-alcoholic, but...
So... I don't know why I picked this, but shredded carrots have 35 calories per serving.
Yeah.
You're saying you would rather have the carrots? Because I would.
I love carrots. Yeah. Carrots are great. I like them in the baby form. I like them in the shredded form. I like them in the, you know, the chips? Classic. Chips are good. The diced.
I prefer those ones for, like, soups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still like them. Yeah. Like them if they're a snowman's nose. However, I can get them.
If it's a snowman's ding dong because someone moved it down to the bottom.
Well, then I just take it from there, and then you know you, Paul, just stop, buddy. You get a city blown away. Paul, it's just a carrot again.
Paul, I'm keeping you from digging your. It's just a carrot again.
If you can't see what it's attached to, it's just a carrot. That's what I'm hearing.
It's just a carrot again. Yeah. You get a city block away, it's just scared again. I don't make the rules. Them's the rules.
Oh, you know there's some neighborhood kid that's been following you. It's like, that guy's eating a carrot, dick.
You know what, John? From down east ciders, I'm drinking their blood orange cider. And this is good.
Speaking of down east, that's where Paul likes to get his carrots from.
Hey. I wasn't loving the initial flavors on this, but it really punched with blood orange in the aftertaste. they do have on the side of the can, it's written upside down, and it's kind of like, store your can upside down. Give it a shake before you drink it. So I really gave a big swirly shake in my can, and all those flavors are a lot better now in this unfiltered cider.
So you didn't you didn't follow those rules beforehand. You shook it afterwards. You swirled it.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. But this is good. It's not my favorite cider. It's not. it's not something I would actively buy again. But I have had several ciders from this company that I do like. But I was kind of in the mood for something a little fruity, and I had these in the fridge. I got them for free, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna have some free ciders tonight.
So you're drinking all ciders?
Probably.
Okay. Interesting. I look forward to hearing more. But sure. Speaking about ciders, I'm drinking a beer from Ciderwood. No, it's from Sideways Brewing. Went there the other day for lunch because, guys, I'm officially on vacation this week, so I'm excited. Why not kick it off with going to one of my favorite breweries for lunch and grabbing some beers to go? Kicking it off with their High Volume, and this is a fruited sour with banana, strawberry, and ice cream. But I don't know what ice cream they use because on the side of the can it does say lactose free. So maybe it's more like an ice milk would still have lactose in it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a sorbet or something. Mm. But 5.5% ABV, and this is actually really nice. It does have a good strawberry banana flavor too. Like if you think of that quintessential strawberry banana like flavoring, this has that in spades. It's also got a nice tart sour to it. I'm drinking it out of the can, but I had one of these the other night and I poured it into a glass, and it's a delightful rosy pink color. I really like this a lot. I have no issues with having like two more of these to drink in the fridge. Yeah, delightful.
Sounds good.
You know what else sounds good?
News? Yeah. News?
Heading out to the news garden? Maybe.
Yeah. So the Oscars were last night. I don't know anything about the Oscars.
Yeah, I haven't watched the Oscars in years and years and years. I cannot tell you anything about this year's Oscars, except Ryan Gosling performed I'm Just Ken. Mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr. won for Oppenheimer. I think Oppenheimer won Best Picture.
They won like 7 awards. That's all I've seen.
No, nobody got slapped this year, though, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing that happened last year. I know that from...
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
Was it? I don't know. Again, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Not an Oscar, guys. It's all the movies that I like aren't really taken into consideration for that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. But what news did we have, Chris?
In a little bit of sad news, manga artist creator Akira Toriyama passed away at the age of 68. Most known for creating Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, the current Dragon Ball Super. Also, he did all of the character designs for role-playing games Chrono Trigger and Dragon Quest.
Okay, makes sense. So he's the king of the slimes.
The king of the slimes, if you will. Yes.
That's all I know about Dragon Quest.
Dragon Ball had a huge impact on the anime and manga world. It's widely considered to be like one of the big three. It's Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball, and Naruto are like the three, like when you're starting anime, like that's where you usually like people's point of entry. Mm-hmm. He was doing Dragon Ball since like 1984 when he started like the original series and then continued on, and it just wrapped up a few years ago, but now they're going with Super, which is like the ongoing tale of Goku. But yeah, kind of came out of nowhere. He had like a hemorrhage in his brain, I believe it was. 68, pretty young, kind of scary. I'm 41.
Yeah, it's kind of scary when we start saying 61 is kind of young. It makes me feel old.
I had a minor thing earlier where I was like, how much money am I going to be getting a month from Social Security when I retire? And apparently that's the thing you can like sign into like a government website and see, which, you know, I'm okay with knowing how much I'll have coming in. But now it's also like, well, it doesn't seem like it's enough money.
Well, to get, you can always work longer and get more.
No, like I probably have to.
Yeah, 70.
Unless I'm living in like one of those like old people retirement apartments like my grandmother had, where it was like $500 a month for her rent. Like, which is fine. I don't know.
When I started renting at the apartment, it was only $4.75 a month.
Rent's too expensive. Paid $1,200 a month for this place. Yeah.
Rent is too damn high.
It is. That guy was right. We should have voted for him. The only other news story I had is just announced today that the upcoming Venom 3, you know, the crown jewel in Sony's spum, has gotten a new title. It's going to be Venom: The Last Dance.
Okay. So they're going with a dance theme. They remember the last time Venom danced, right? It's all the meme. Yeah. Yeah. You know it.
For those of you listening at home, I did a little Tobey Maguire shuffle.
The Bully Maguire, I believe.
Yeah.
Dance. I don't know. Yeah, John, you know it. You just did the hip flick for it.
I put my feet up on my...
I thought you were doing
on my ottoman.
John, you're a natural dancer. You don't even know it.
Yeah.
Wow. So
lay on his feet. Look at him go.
Oh, look at him go. Look at him go. Wow. I really wish we were a visual podcast right now. Damn. Sometimes. Listener, you missed out. But if you want to see this, let us know and subscribe to our special whatever thing.
Yeah, we don't have
it. $500 a month. You get to see John dance.
Yep.
And Paul eats carrots slowly in front of you.
You know where that carrot's been.
Down a slow man's pants.
Does anyone have anything else?
Wait, when you build a snowman, do you fully clothe them? Like there's a scarecrow? No.
You can imagine they have pants, though. They don't have shirts on, but you put the coal or like the stones in there to like make it look like they have buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paul. No, I do a button nose and two eyes made out of coal, as the song suggests.
And corncob pipe?
Yeah, and a button nose.
Nice. I'll drink to that, because I'm already drinking.
So, guys, the list. Comic books we're looking forward to?
Yeah.
March 13th?
I'm fine we're getting through all this really quick, because we got a lot of serials to talk about in the main topic, so... I'm cutting half of them off that tier list too. So when I share the list, you guys won't have to pick through too many, but still like 20 serials to go through.
Yeah, guys, you might have remembered from our look back a few months ago, I Bizarro by Jason Aaron. The final issue is coming out this week. That's right, 1063. This is the time for me to actually go back and read the books that I have been buying to get back to it. And the next issue, we got writer Joshua Williamson coming in. So it looks like that's the end of the Jason Aaron run on Action Comics. So picking that up.
Oh, is he going over to something else? I mean, and we've talked about it off show, I think, where he's going to be doing a Ninja Turtles book. Mm-hmm. What else? There's something else weird he was announced to be writing. I don't remember what it was, but it's kind of one of those like, all right, like I'll check that out.
Still doing Batman Offworld. Boom Studios, Once Upon a Time at the End of the World, he's still doing. That's what's on his upcoming comics page on League of Comic Book Geeks. So I'm not sure
what Who's that?
Jason Aaron?
Yeah, one of Paul's boys.
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, he said that.
Did he?
I thought there was something else that he was coming out on, but maybe... Maybe I'm not remembering it. You said you haven't read any of these yet. You've just been picking them up.
Yeah, I read the first issue and been picking them up and like, oh, yeah, I'll read them. And then I will then just wait and read my like I already knew it was good. So it wasn't going to make the list or the look back. Like I wasn't going to pick the second one. So then I just read books that I'm reading for to see if I'm going to pick them for the look back. And then I read your books. That's basically my comic book reading.
I found what he's doing in addition to that for Marvel Comics. He's doing an Uncle Scrooge and the Infinity Dime series.
He's also doing a Berserker Face Full of Bullets, which is a prequel to the Berserker comic book where it's a
Western. Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. So after he's off of it, do you stay on for Joshua Williamson? for Action Comics, or are you kind of like good with?
I'm kind of good.
Parting ways.
Okay. Parting ways again, because like I said, it's the next issue is Brainiac Attacks. So Brainiac's Lobo Army invades Metropolis.
That sounds like something you would love, though, Paul.
I don't like Lobo.
But you love Brainiac.
I do like Brainiac, though. Brainiac's pretty cool. What comic do you like, Chris?
Paul, I'm also looking forward to the end of a run or an arc, however you want to look at this, with Fables number 162.
Wait, whoa. Fables ended a long time ago, Chris.
It did, but then...
We're looking forward to new books.
Bill Willingham, Paul picked issue number 1063 of something. Excuse me. Bill Willingham decided he had another story that he wanted to tell. So he did revive Fables more than 10 years after the series actually ended. And this one's been an okay read. It's a book that I probably would have dropped off of if I didn't have a subscription list at my comic book store. But because I do, I forget that this book's coming out because it's been delayed and very sporadic. But there's some days when I go to the comic book store and I get my stack and it's like, oh, hey, there's another Fables. And since it was only a 12-issue kind of like maxi run for it, again, that started like 2 years ago. That's fine with picking one of these up every now and then. You all right there, Sean?
I was taking my sock off and I knocked my microphone over.
Well, I don't know why you hold the microphone with your foot to begin with.
Yeah.
Or that's more the
Pilates, baby.
That's for the extended version of the podcast if you pay the $500 for. This arc has been okay, and I'm wondering if I sit down and read it all in trade paperback format, like how I've read most of Fables, like because I constantly go back and reread that, I'll feel a little bit stronger about it because, again, it has been coming out very sporadically and kind of broken. Maybe I'll feel better about it, but this whole arc has been basically Bigby Wolf and family going up against a terror in the woods. The terror in the woods is actually Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, who's basically just like a murder slave in this series.
Wait, she is a murder slave?
She's a murder slave because she's...
So he finally got to use Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Because he was going to originally... But they never actually...
They had never actually call him Peter Pan, though. I think that's their way that they kind of get around it.
What's a murder slave? I'm sorry. It's like blood orphans. I don't know what that means.
Basically, Tink is tied to Peter and has to do whatever he wants. So he just kind of uses her as like a magic assassin. Mm. It's not the best Fables arc, but, you know, it's kind of cool coming back to these characters so long after the series ended. John.
Hi, I'm John.
And now, your feet can breathe okay. Well, looking forward to
man.
All that I'm dancing.
I live in Florida. I get it. Okay. As soon as I get home, socks come off. Like,
I'm looking forward to a new number one from Dark Horse Comics, and this is bringing back the award-winning team of Tom King and artist Bilquis Everly, who did Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, and they are bringing Helen of Windhorn to life. This is a story of a young woman who is a sword and sorcery writer whose father has passed away, and she must go to the family estate home that she hasn't been to since she was a little girl and deal with whatever demons may be there from her family. But they said this is a figurative
or demons literal?
I think figurative, okay. But it says this story is Conan the Barbarian meets the Wizard of Oz. So we might see some crazy things going on. I've liked the look of this book. Tom King has been sharing pictures from this book and art for a while now, so he's kind of like built me up in like, hey, I want to see the book. I want to see the book. And now it's coming out tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to checking it out. And this will probably be my pick for the list.
I was going to ask, because if it was, this is probably a book that I could pick up for Bianya then, and she may enjoy, but it kind of sounds up her alley, but she, I don't think she ever read Supergirl. I don't know. I think I tried to get her to, but she was very meh.
As long as it isn't too Wizard of Oz, because I never like that. You like the Sabrina the Teenage Witch, or Sabrina, you know, episodes that were basically the Wizard of Oz when they go to hell, and I'm like, ah, I find it annoying.
Mm. I didn't mind. Sabrina's kind of hit or miss, though, yeah. In general, like, as a whole series.
Mm-hmm. First two seasons are okay. Third season, I feel like it lost its way. Or I lost its way. I don't know what it was doing anymore.
Yeah, I
second season, I think stuff. It lost me.
I remember liking Caitlin, the Christmas special, whenever that happened.
That was good. Yeah.
That happened, I think, between the two.
Yeah. But you know what else happens in between stuff?
And now, a dramatic reading from Cobra Commander number 1, page 14, panel 1. And that was a dramatic reading from Cobra Commander number 1, page 14, panel 1.
Wait a second. I thought I got a ton of gripe from you guys when I didn't do the new voice, the British voice,
the Masterpiece Theater voice.
Yeah, Masterpiece Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to say something?
So John, remember how you gave me lip?
Paul,
556
episodes. There's different rules for you. That's why you get boys, not guys.
Yeah. And also, Paul, did you notice how I just said, yeah? Kind of squashed it, didn't I? Didn't give you anything, did I?
Yeah. But we'll do it one more time. We'll do it more than one time.
No.
Paul, I saw you take a sip of something. You got another?
Not yeah. Paul, this is a...
He sounded angrier about the beer.
Thing. Yeah, this one's not good. On Your Mark, and this is their American Blonde Ale, and this has same kind of like a little sweet mark, and then gets like just a weird bitter aftertaste, not almost acrid, not great.
Mm.
John,
mine's gotten better. I'm drinking.
I was going to say it kind of gets acrid and bitter, kind of like your attitude.
My attitude. You're the one who's always slowing everything down. Hey, it's not fair. You guys treat me different than you treat each other.
I didn't get up and go grabbing my next beer. I had it at the ready, sir. I was ready to keep the party going.
Yeah, you're drinking it warm. Maybe that's why it tastes bad.
Or it's a non-alcoholic, as we previously discussed.
So, John, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking from Down East. They're pomegranate. And I gave this a good shake. And then waited 10 seconds, because that's what it says. Shake it up and wait 10 seconds and open it. And you have a really nice, sweet, tart, sweet kind of over your palate. And this is delicious. This is great. I'm loving this cider.
So when you follow the rules, good things happen. I see.
Yeah.
So let's redo the reading one more time.
No.
It's going to be the same reading. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
My side of it probably won't be as good even, because...
Yeah, he dug deep for that snake hiss.
I dug deep for it. I had to prepare. Because I went back to open it, and I accidentally opened up the picture of like the beer coolers that I sent you guys. I was like, nope, it's not that one. Then I had to flip through. Whew, the pressure. Let me take a drink.
The beer cooler.
Pressure was...
You get something out of that beer cooler?
I did. I got the three beers that I'm drinking tonight. And my next one is part of Sideward Brewing's Sideward Sabbath line. Every year they have a big party in their parking lot where there's like barbecue, live bands playing, and they always brew a different kind of one-off beer. And this was the fifth year that they've done it, because they are coming up to their 5-year anniversary, with Cyber Sabbath Volume 5. The can is kind of a take on like the Danzig logo, but this is a Mexican dark lager, and this is 5% ABV, and this is really good. I like this one a lot. Yanni actually got this one on tap at their brewery, and I took a sip of it, and I was like, yeah, that's definitely one that's coming home with us, because I think I don't like Mexican lagers, but a dark lager? Yeah, like that kind of nice roastedness takes off, I think, any funk that you would get from a normal Mexican lager, which is why I usually don't ever like to drink them, even if it's not something like a Corona, even like a better craft version of it, they're still not great. But this is delightful. That's my word of the night for describing beers. Mm. I'm sorry. I just realized I said the exact same thing for the strawberry banana sour. But yeah, I really like this. There's still two more of these in the fridge. Tomorrow when I go, I don't know, Thursday when I go buy comics, I'm probably gonna sit out on my porch and drink the rest of these. Like, this is a great, nice, not hot day beer, mm-hmm. but like it's been like 70s to 80s here. Perfect porch drinker.
Yeah, I love a good Mexican dark beer.
What's Modelo, another good one?
Modelo Negra is just like the mass market kind of version of it. And that's really good.
I've honestly never had it because
it's from Modelo.
Yeah. Like, no reason to buy it because I see that. Like, it'd be like if Corona put one out. It could be the best beer ever, but I see that name on it and I'm gonna just be like, eh.
We have where I used to live in North Tonawanda, we had these two really good Mexican restaurants, and we'd go out for Mexican food maybe every other week because they were so good, and we'd flip-flop which ones. And like, Modelo is a really good, easy drinking lager. Like, it is a good beer.
I'm gonna make a statement here. Let me know if this is true or false. Is Modelo like the Mexican Newcastle?
No, Modelo is like whatever you're like, whatever, like a good beer.
I don't know. Newcastle's not bad.
I don't even think Newcastle's being made anymore.
Wow.
Heineken bought it and then was having Lagunitas brew it for them. And then okay, I don't think they brew it anymore.
I'm gonna delete all that out. So John, I'm gonna make a statement. You let me know if this is true.
Okay.
Is Modelo the Mexican Killian's Irish Red?
Mm. No, I think that would be Dos Equis.
Okay.
I think you need to go a tier higher for Modelo.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Good to know.
Because I
Boddington's.
Ooh.
I picked up a 4-pack of Boddington's the other day because we were at the grocery store just like buying a couple things that we needed, and I was like, I want something to drink tonight. And I was like, what do they got here? And I was like, yeah, 4 Boddington's.
And it's cheap. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with Boddington's. I'll talk with customers and I'll be like, we'll be talking about stuff. And like, yeah, just good drinking beers. Like, every year I get I need a Boddington's. And then I pick one up and then I'm good for a year, but it always like right there. It's always like Boddington's. And then the customer will be like, I haven't had a Boddington's in forever. I love Boddington's. And then they'll end up buying it and I'll see them again. They're like, that Boddington's was really good.
It's surprisingly decent. There was a moment like after because I cracked mine, poured it out. Then Yanni had one poured out. And like, I think it was her first time with like a draft can because she had this thing where she shook it. She's like, there's something in this one. I was like, no, no, that's mine. They're okay. Supposed to be in there. It's just like kind of a cute, fun moment. I was going to say, I was thinking of a side question to ask, but it escaped me in the chatter. So I don't know. You guys ready to move into main topic now?
Yeah.
All right. Let me click on to share my screen, because like I said at the front, boys, it's time for the Tears and Rain.
Yeah.
National Cereal Day just happened. It was last week. We missed it because it actually happened the day after we posted the last episode, but it's fine. Timey-wimey-ness. Let's take a look at cereals. It's something that is a part of every person's lives in one way or another. Grew up eating cereals. From time to time, I still dabble in the cereal buying. But there's always those cereals that you're forever gonna like hold in high regard, either like the nostalgia, the routine of it. So that's all gonna come into play. And this tier list, there's a lot of options that they put on this list. We are not gonna be doing all of these because some of these are things where it's like weird variations of like bigger versions that you're just not gonna eat ever. Like we're not going to be doing like the Animal Crunches from like the health food store,
or all the different Special Ks that are on.
Yeah, there's so many different Special Ks. There's different Chex. I'm just keeping it to the core Chex, guys. By the way.
Okay.
And then once we get through these, if there's something you see on the stuff that we're not going to talk about, and like that you think deserves special mention, hey, we can get into it. So these are going to be in no particular order because I just tried to bump down all the ones that we probably didn't need to talk about. So some stuff might have been like shuffled weird or missed.
Well, I see Fruity Pebbles. That's a good place to start.
Paul, you want to start with the Fruity Pebbles?
Yeah. It's right there in the middle.
It's right there. Yeah. Guys.
Because I think...
Paul, you kick it off because you saw Fruity Pebbles and you're like, Fruity Pebbles.
Because I'm thinking that's like a perfect like middle of the road cereal.
You go middle of the road.
Yeah, it's sugary sweet. But it's all one note, and also it gets soggy really fast, and it's not as good. The first couple bites of Fruity Pebbles, amazing. It would be higher tier, but how quick it gets soggy and then just how like mush it is as you're eating it, I think it drops it down to a C level. That's why I wanted to start with Fruity Pebbles. I want to get a baseline.
So Fruity Pebbles is one of my favorite cereals.
Really?
I feel like I get to be the tiebreaker by going third.
I would say it doesn't. It's one of my favorites. It doesn't belong in A, but I'd be happier if it was in B.
I think Fruity Pebbles is a star on the cereal shelves. It's such a recognized brand flavor. The Flintstones aren't even a thing anymore, but they still have Fruity Pebbles. They don't even have the Push Pop anymore, guys. And that was a marquee snack food. I was going to say, I think Fruity Pebbles is A tier. Even a couple years ago, I don't remember if it's like International Delights or someone put out a Fruity Pebbles flavored coffee creamer. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things, like I might not buy Fruity Pebbles to have as a cereal, but when I saw the Fruity Pebbles coffee creamer, I was like, well, I have to get that one.
It is definitely a flavor, and when you think of Fruity Pebbles, you get that fruit flavor. It's not one. It's not a mix of fruit. It is a fruit flavor.
Just fruit.
Yeah. I can understand enjoying the flavor. I'm just saying, as a cereal eating experience, though, it drops it down.
All right. So this is for the baseline.
I'm okay with it being B.
Are we okay with B?
I'm good with B.
Okay.
Because I think there's going to be a lot
of... B for baseline.
Yeah. I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of cereals that are better than it, but a lot more that are worse than it.
So let's go in a circle. So, John, do you see something on the list here that you're like, hey, you know what? I got to talk about this.
Well, I saw it on the list, and I think it is C-level cereal, and that's Kix.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Because I think Kix. Now, Paul, it stays harder longer.
Yeah. It's got the crunch.
It's got the crunch, but the flavor's not there.
Yeah, there's nothing satisfying about the crunch.
I think the crunch is what's satisfying. It's just like a corn cereal. I don't know if it's on here.
I always liked kicks with like berry kicks.
The berry kicks was my go-to kicks as a kid. I think I'm okay with kicks being at a C.
I'm okay with dropping it even lower.
Really?
But we'll keep it at a C for now.
We'll keep it at a C. Things can shift. Like, this isn't written in stone.
Yeah.
Can
add tiers. We can rename them.
Yeah. I'm just going to go, since we already talked about Fruity Pebbles, I'm going to go Cocoa Pebbles, because this is also one that's on the list here. I think Cocoa Pebbles is better than Fruity Pebbles. If I have to eat a chocolate cereal, there's one that I'm going for first. The second one I'm probably grabbing is Cocoa Pebbles, though. For me, Cocoa Pebbles is definitely going to be A to maybe S.
It's like four other, I would say, chocolate cereals that I see on this list that I would pick before Cocoa Pebbles. Yeah.
Man.
All right. So I'm going to say, like, I can go A at the lowest for myself. It's up to you guys to kind of level out where
it I would put it B and then lower than, like, on if we're saying that the furthest left is better than the furthest right on the list, I would put Fruity Pebbles on the left of it. Because I think they're about, because as an eating experience,
I would say they're about the same, but it's probably one of my favorite chocolate cereals. But like, Cocoa Puffs, like Cuckoo Puffs? Cocoa Puffs? I haven't had that since I was a teenager. So that's like 25, almost 30 years ago. So I couldn't even tell you how good, if that's even good, or if they even make that anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think they do. I don't know if that's actually on this list. We can probably like sub that in for one of the other ones that we will not be talking about. I also liked Cocoa Puffs. I think when you're talking about chocolate cereals, the biggest thing to take into account, I mean, yeah, you have your crunch, you have your flavor, but when you're dealing with flavor stuff, it's also, what does it do to my milk? I think Cocoa Puffs has a good chocolate to milk impact. Mm-hmm. Cocoa Pebbles has that too.
It does. But it's like, when you're drinking the chocolate milk from Cocoa Pebbles, though, it's almost like a boba experience, because you can't get all the cereal out with a spoon anymore. So you're ending up drinking a lot of the cereal. I don't enjoy it. Don't love it.
But you know what? It's small enough that if you just swallow one of them, you're like, it's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So are we okay with upper B over Fruity Pebbles then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Paul, you pick next. You see something that's speaking to you. And by the way, where you see my cursor here, that's kind of where I drew the cutoff. But if there's something below that you see it and you're like, oh,
there
guys,
is something
like,
below, because
I got to talk about this.
I do pick it up quite a bit. And that's a Honey Graham S'more cereal. Where's your cursor? Can you move it for me? Okay. Drop down.
I see it
right there.
Okay. This is one that I moved down because I'm like, I feel like this is something that came out recently that we have not eaten.
I don't know. Paul, you're saying at Tops every once in a while, there'll be a deal where that cereal will be like $2.50. And for $2,
that tells me it's terrible, right there.
It's a steal.
Because cereal has gotten so expensive over the years.
Like, so what this is cereals?
Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams. They're the squares that are like graham crackers.
Yeah.
Right. Is that Golden Grahams?
Yeah.
Then
quote the commercial that came out in the '90s. Probably don't exist anymore, but gotta have my Grahams.
Then add in some Cocoa Pebbles into the mix, mix that up, and then grab some marshmallows, throw that in there. And that's what you got for the Honey Graham s'more cereal. So I think it's really good. I would put it as an A.
That's Honey Made s'more cereal that you're talking about.
Yes, Honey Made. Yeah.
The Golden Grahams has marshmallows, the Grahams, and then they have chocolate Grahams in it.
Ah,
so it's different.
That's definitely a closer s'mores experience, but
I didn't see that other one on this tier, and I've had this Honey Made one, and you can get it on sale. I think it's worth it.
I haven't.
It's made by Post. I haven't had it.
I haven't had it either.
Post makes the honey made.
Yeah. Because for whatever reason, there's a very small selection of Post cereal now. And when it goes on sale, oh, it's the Oreos, it's the s'mores, and that's about it. And I'm
so we haven't had this. So Paul, you,
I say A tier.
Okay, this is an A tier. Wow,
A tier cereal.
John.
I think it's a one of the favorites around Halloween because he's staring at me right here, and I'm gonna talk Frankenberries.
Okay.
Frankenberries, I think every time I do get them around Halloween, I'm always slightly disappointed by them because I believe they were a lot better in my past. The cereal, I think, is a little cardboardy now, and the flavor's not as good as it used to be. But classic Frankenberries on its own, I'm happy with it being on the B, because he's not as good as the other Halloween cereals.
I would agree. I think Frankenberry is, he's definitely an icon. I'm not going to go there. He's no Count Chocula.
Right.
But I think there's not like a good strong strawberry cereal. So I think, you know, representation matters. I'd put him at an A. Paul, John says B.
I'm more agreeing with John. I would go high B, though.
High B over Cocoa Pebbles.
Over Cocoa
Pebbles. Or below.
When it comes to your fruit,
would you have Fruity Pebbles? Fruity Pebbles.
It's up to you guys. Honestly, when I buy the, I buy Count Chocula now. I've fallen off both. Because I used to be, like John was saying, back when we were kids, I was more of a blueberry guy. Mm-hmm. Loved the blueberry. Now it's like, it's only the marshmallow that's like flavored.
Yeah, the cereal tastes like styrofoam.
Yeah, there's like no flavoring on this on the cereal itself anymore. So, and it does not give you a good, to Chris's point, I don't get any good milk experience from it.
No, not anymore.
I don't get.
It like colors the milk, but it doesn't flavor the milk.
Yeah.
But that's, I know I've talked to you guys before, but I don't think I've ever put this out into the internet. I am a fan of eating my Count Chocula, then taking the leftover milk, put my Frankenberry in that.
Do you just put the bowl back in the fridge the next day?
No, he has a second bowl right after it.
Second bowl?
What kind of
bowls of cereal? In one day? One
sometimes
sitting.
Sometimes more, Paul. Oh my gosh, like that's crazy. That just, you're just like, one bowl of cereal is enough?
Yeah.
No.
A lot of times now I just grab a handful of cereal and eat it as I'm putting on my shoes.
My son eats his cereal dry because he wants to watch TV while he eats his breakfast. And if he has a bowl of cereal with milk, he has to sit at the table. So he's like, I'll just eat it dry.
Yep, I'm good.
All right, but Frankenberry, back to the task. Frankenberries, does he go above or below?
Nostalgia would put him higher, but the fact that I ate Frankenberries this year and was disappointed by it.
I have a box of Frankenberry in my cupboard right now. I can do real life science at this moment.
I think I have some upstairs too. I think it goes below Fruity Pebbles.
Paul.
I think this is higher than Fruity Pebbles, but that's on me. You know, that's a me thing, apparently. I thought Fruity Pebbles was going to be a great baseline for all of us. Apparently, it's a lot higher tiered than I thought.
It's okay. I'm okay with Frankenberry landing in between the pebbles.
Okay. So back to Chris.
Back to me. Boys, I'm gonna pick something of a dark horse here. Go Bran Flakes. This could just be any Bran Flakes because it's a cereal that's there that everybody puts out. It's it's here just to help people with their regularity.
I like Raisin Bran.
Yeah. So well, that's why
we'll talk about Raisin Bran, because that's also all. This is just
pure, I see Bran Flakes and I'm like, but where's the raisin? Why are you here? Like, what's going on? Are there people allergic to raisins? Like,
some people just don't like dried fruit. They're,
here's the thing. I don't like raisins, but don't give me bran cereal without raisins in it.
Exactly. Oh,
what if it, okay, I mean, we're getting ahead, because I don't think this is the thing. What if it was a craisin?
I'd like that raisins. Even better.
Really? Okay.
I like cranberry.
Even if they're dried, because it is different.
Yeah, no, I don't like them.
Okay. Yeah. I'm fine with putting bran flakes in the D, because it's just not a cereal you want to eat. It's something you're told you have to eat for one reason or another.
I would put it below that. I would make a new category.
Am I making an F tier?
Like, yeah, make a tier of, like, I'm not buying that. Not buying it. Not buying it.
Unless it's a medical reason, I'm not buying it.
Medical only.
Wait, I can't have the raisins. All right, just give me the bran.
All right.
Fine.
So that's in the newly created F tier then. Which, let me lighten that color up a little bit.
I'm fine.
Paul, where are we going next?
All right. We're talking about medicinal cereals. So I'm going to pick one of my favorites, which is the Frosted Mini Wheats. Just any of the Frosted Mini Wheats. Make sure it's brand name, because that's 100% iron in your daily diet right there. And it's actually like the only cereal I eat now. It is, I eat it dry because I'm just grabbing a handful of it and eating it as I go out. Because have you guys ever looked at a serving for cereal?
No, Paul, we've already discussed this. I'm the guy that's just eating like two bowls of cereal.
A serving is 18 biscuits. So, 18 of the little squares from the Frosted Mini Wheats. That's a serving. That's a handful. It might be 23, but you know.
But that,
18, 23.
Who's counting out their biscuits? Not me. I'm old school. When Frosted Mini Wheat came out, I had already moved on from Shredded Wheat, because that's the cereal that my mom used to buy, like, mm-hmm. where it'd be like the one brick, mm-hmm. and then you'd have to, like, put it in the bowl, split it in half with a spoon, pour your milk in, and I would just get like a tablespoon of sugar and put it on top. So that's like the closest thing I have to compare to it. So by the time they actually started being like, hey, this is going to make people like the cereal, I was like, yep, I cracked that code years ago and I've moved on. I cannot put this over Kix, because if you offered them all to me now, I would probably take Kix as it is.
I was going to say it goes above Kix. Because the best part of Shredded Wheat is the sugar you put in the bowl. Mm-hmm. But this is doing it for you. It's the same thing with, like, oh yeah, cornflakes are okay. I put sugar on it. But what's better? Frosted Flakes. Like, better.
They are putting in, like, to do what Frosted Flakes does for you, how many tablespoons of sugar would you have to add to cornflakes?
Oh. So my mom wouldn't buy a sugar. She wouldn't buy a sugared cereal, like sugared cereal, but uh-huh. she'd let us put sugar in the cereal. Yeah. And it didn't make any sense, because I was putting way more sugar than wild. I knew years. Yeah. Didn't make any sense.
You know what?
That woman's nuts.
But also, for in defense of Frosted Mini Wheats, they do come out with seasonal flavors. They do have a really good strawberry.
Which, that might be one that I dropped down, because I didn't even think we would talk about Frosted Mini Wheats this much, but apparently that's Paul's, like,
it is my go-to. You've never talked to this man about cereal. That's one of his favorites, and he'll bring up the one that had the strawberry jam in the center.
Oh, the ones with
those strawberry. Were good.
Those were S-tier. No, because that's not a shredded wheat. There is that one. There was something that's like a... They had a Pop-Tart cereal out once. Yeah, but they were never the shredded wheat consistency. So, but yeah, those were S-tier.
I don't think... I can't put these over my Pebbles or anything, though.
Okay, it is a joint list. Just to let the listeners know, though, that would be top of my list, a number one, because it's the cereal I eat most often now. They also come out with a pumpkin spice.
I mentioned them. We got to get Tony in the mix.
We just going Frosted Flakes?
We
Frosted
are Flakes. Tigers. Mighty, mighty Tigers.
And I think, all right. I think,
sell it. Where are you putting it?
I think it's another B. It's definitely in there. It's a definitely a classic. It's going to be one of the first ones when you used to get the box of all the mini boxes of cereal. Mm-hmm. This would be the one that people are fighting over. Because there's not a lot of great cereals in that mix.
Yeah, like Smacks in there.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know if they make those anymore. I don't think those are even on the list.
Yeah. Oh, they are. They were the same as Honey Grahams, aren't they, basically?
Smacks was...
The puffed rice?
The puffed rice, yeah.
Yeah. And the one was like... Yeah, I think it's a classic. It's a go-to. It's not your best, but it's like... It's the best.
John, there's some that say it's great.
It's the mascot, the marketing. I really like this cereal. It does not have nearly enough iron in it. That's why I don't pick it up. I would say this is an S tier cereal just because the longevity of it. Tony the Tiger himself, like, yeah.
I put him high.
I'm fine with this being an A.
I think for all the reasons you listed, John, I think you need to give him more credit because Tony's doing what he needs to do every day, handing bowls of cereal out to kids that are playing their sports in the park. and this is one of those cereals where it did a good job of being like, this probably isn't healthy, but we're doing a good job of selling it as healthy. Mm-hmm.
It's healthy if you need that sugar for that extra oomph to score the goal in soccer.
You got to get it. I think this is definitely A tier. And not having Paul's Honey Made S'more cereal, I'm assuming I like this more.
Yeah, this I'm fine with putting Paul's cereal at A, but everything else that we've had
is going to be better than this.
It's going to be better than that because we haven't had that cereal.
I'm coming here with a classic because I saw it and it's not something I've had in years. Alphabets. Is there anybody that is saying that this is their favorite cereal? And if so, why? Because for me, this
it has a Y in it.
This would be in the D tier. Like this is that cereal that your like weird friend's mom would buy because it had letters in it. And it's like, oh. It's educational. I don't know any
Cheerios in letter form, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. And I think, did it have? Yeah, no, it didn't have marshmallows.
They added marshmallows later.
It was the vowels, though.
The vowels.
Yeah. No. Get out of here with that weak shit. Now, I can say weak shit with alphabets because I could dig through my bowl and find it. I'm saying
you could get a spooky message where it goes ooh, and then you're just eating Cheerios.
Cheerios, that's a Family Guy joke.
Is it?
It is. I don't know if anyone has anything nice to say about alphabets. If you do, go for it. Otherwise, it can rot in the D tier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul.
All right.
You pick the next one.
All right.
And I'll be right back while you're looking it over.
I'm going to go. I'm going to definitely go with honey. Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios. That's, again, another one. Just like Tony the Tiger, we got a great mascot with Buzz, the bee, the honey bee. It's a health cereal that's littered with sugar. It's not healthy anymore. It's as healthy as Frosted Flakes, yet
and
somehow.
It tastes so good with that honey.
It's so good.
Good with that honey.
It's definitely A tier, if not S tier. This is like when people think of cereal, they're thinking of Cheerios. And when people think of Cheerios, they're thinking Honey Nut Cheerios. We forget about the rest. During Heart Awareness Week, they make the Honey Nut Cheerios into the shapes of hearts to try to convince you that it's heart healthy. It's crazy. There's nothing else. It's not bad for you, but it's not good for you. But it's definitely an A tier, if not S tier cereal.
I'm happy putting this over Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
In that A category.
I agree. For me, this is high A, maybe S tier.
Yeah.
All right, you know, I'm going to go for it. I'm saying this is our first S tier cereal. We can bump it down if we need to.
Yeah, if we find something else that goes S tier that can knock it out. But
Honey Nut Cheerios is...
It is Cheerio. It is cereal.
It's the best version of Cheerios, which is already the perfect cereal. I'm going to just kick it off here right at the beginning. Fruit Brute.
Oh, that's what it is. I'm like, what's the alpaca?
Fruit Brute is
These cereal boxes are so small on the screen.
Can I zoom in?
It's fine. No, you're fine. We can tell.
Fruit Brute, again, another monster cereal. This is the werewolf variety. I don't have a lot to say about this. I've only ever had it once in my life because it went away for a long time, and then they did bring it back a couple years ago just as like a special edition. I don't even remember what it tastes like.
Yummy Mummy is the orange creamsicle.
That's the creamsicle one. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember Fruit Brute.
I think it's just like fruit flavored. I'm going to look it up real quick. And
I thought it was like, wasn't it? I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember because it's not strawberry. And it's not blueberry. And it wasn't apple, right?
Ooh. Maybe. Because
the caramel apple.
Okay. It's supposed to be cherry flavored, but I could not tell you that. Fruit Brute, you're iconic in your own way, but it's not.
It's a creeper.
Caramella creeper was pretty good. I like that one.
That's a caramel apple.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right, John. Man, those cats.
So, I had to buy pants because we're going to a wedding tomorrow.
Oh.
And I left the bag on the floor for the cats to play with, and Ben just decided, like, I'm going to play with this right now. I have to say Fruit Brute just for icon status over Alphabits, but if you guys want to move it lower, that's fine with me.
It's fine.
I'm happy with any of the monster cereals. I'm, like, not going to be mad at eating a monster cereal, but...
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. We had to look up what flavor it was. That's that hurts.
That's not saying much.
Paul.
No, you skipped me.
Oh, I'm sorry, John.
Fine. Because Paul did Honey Nut Cheerios, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then I go, and you go, but you went before me. But it's not a big deal. But I mean, you want to talk.
I make the rules. I make the rules.
Yeah, it's fine. You want to talk about S tier.
Mm-hmm.
The best cereal ever made, still being made, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, yeah. You
want to talk about cereal that delivers flavor, and you want to talk about cereal that does your milk right, making it nice and cinnamony? Woo! The best cereal there is. The cereal that's on the list of almost everybody when they make lists like this, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is so good that they used to have three mascots for it. It was the bakers that made the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And eventually they were like, we don't need these other guys. We just need to keep the old man. And they kicked the other ones to the curb. And you know what? They came back stronger for it. Yeah,
I don't even remember the other two.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to worry about them.
Now it's the Cinnamon Toast, just the cereal talking. Like, the toasty, the whatever there.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this goes above Honey Nut Cheerios.
I would agree. Paul, any pushback on that?
No, I'm okay with that.
We just talked about this on the show the other day, day too, when we were talking about
Oh, yeah. Well, we all know that the Cinnamon Toast Crunch is going to be S tier. I just, you know, Buzz, I still think it's S tier. I think Honey Nut Cheerios is still S tier, though.
Honey Nut Cheerios, it's staying in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It got bumped down a little bit. Paul, where are you going next?
Okay, let's see here. Let's get Fruit Loops up there.
All right, putting Sunny on the...
Yeah. I like my mask. Apparently, I like the mascots. Yeah, I put him.
But that's part of it. Like,
I put him B tier. I put him probably. I like it better than.
I think it's low B.
I like it better than Fruity Pebbles.
See, I think Fruity Pebbles is way better.
See,
okay,
they're probably the same cereal, but it just comes down to what form do you want. Do you want those rings that are floating, or do you want the pebbles? And the pebbles is so different to every other cereal type. You got cocoa, you got fruity, that's it. No other cereal brand has ever fucked with the pebbles.
Yeah, because they're not great. The form factor is not good with the pebbles. That's me. I've said it before. I know you guys like the pebbles. That's why I like it Fruit Loops better, but I'm okay with it being low. I'm okay with it being below Fruity Pebbles, because honestly, Fruit Loops is not a cereal I'm going to buy anymore. It's just not.
How much iron is in it?
Not enough.
After he eats it, he's down in a handful of spinach.
Yeah.
I think they are a great cereal and they are iconic, but if I had to pick between the two, it would probably be Pebbles. Yeah. Pebbles are it's so different. And they're so bright and colorful. Like, you get more colors in your Fruity Pebbles than I think you get in the Fruit Loops.
I do like Fruit Loops, though. It's where Seth Green got his start. It's not a Fruit Loops commercial.
Now he's making NFT cartoon series.
Really?
Oh, did you not see or hear about that? So apparently Seth Green bought an NFT and he was going to make a TV like show cartoon based around it. That was going to be his like the main character. Uh-huh. And then someone somehow hacked like the blockchain and got ownership of it. So then Seth Green had to pay the guy like $100,000 to get ownership of the NFT back. And now 3 years later, they're finally going to be coming out with the show.
Wow.
After the
nobody NFT cares boom. About, nobody cares about NFTs anymore.
I fungible all your tokens. I don't care, buddy. Yeah. Nothing yep. to me. John, where are you going?
Well, he's got to be on that list, but I want to talk about the best of the Captain Crunches. And that'd be Peanut Butter Crunch.
Oh, not Oops All Berry.
Is he on the list?
Peanut Butter Crunch.
I'm not seeing Captain Crunch on this list at all. So whoever built this tier list... they messed
and I'm not
up.
Seeing the Reese's either.
No.
Oh, the Reese's.
So you know what? We are going to pick one of the alternates that I was going to talk about. We're going to say Cheetah Champs here is going to be your Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, I would say the berries, or my favorite, the peanut butter, are a tier. That's a good, it's good cereal.
It is.
Regular Captain Crunch is, I don't think is. This is one of the few times where when they doctor it up and it's made the cereal better.
I never had the peanut butter one. I only ever had like the regular or the Crunch Berries. So I can understand, like, I'm not a big peanut butter cereal guy.
Well, they don't make many.
They don't. If I was a peanut butter cereal guy, it would be like the Reese's one. But
well, the Reese's Puffs is, yeah.
No, that's gonna be. Okay. They'll be out there. We'll get there. But Paul, have you ever had the Captain Crunch?
Yeah, peanut butter. Yeah, it is very good. I just completely forgot about it. So when John's like, "Oh, peanut butter crunch," I'm like, "Oh, I thought you were gonna go Oops All Berries because that's the only other variety." I was thinking about, but yeah, I'm on the Captain Crunch website right now, just seeing if there's other flavors that I have forgotten about. But peanut butter crunch, there's a Halloween crunch every once in a while.
They did the berries and the peanut butter, and it was supposed to be like a PB&J. I can
see
that.
See that being okay. But...
there's instant oatmeal now, apparently, with Oops All Berries. But yeah, he's not saying Oops All Berries. It's just Captain Crunch Berries.
Not now he knows what he's doing.
Oh, no. There's Oops All Berries. Okay. So apparently there's berries, which is the Captain Crunch pieces and berries. The berries pieces.
And then you got the oops, just so it berries.
He's like, oops, all berries. I'm a little stinker.
Yeah.
Is he still fighting his naval battle against the Soggies, though? That's what I want to know.
Yes. Still fighting against the Soggies. Still not actually a captain.
Even when he teamed up with Spider-Man, he couldn't beat those Soggies. They always came back.
You can't stop him. He's trying. I think the last time I had Captain Crunch, and it was just like the base version of Captain Crunch, was actually in an ice cream. And it was pretty good. I can't remember who made it, but someone down here, like some artisanal ice cream place, had like a Captain Crunch ice cream. It's pretty good. But Peanut Butter Crunch is where we're going. I'm okay with this being in the A, just because it is our first peanut butter varietal. And, I mean, the captain makes it happen, so he's got to be represented. Paul's saying higher.
Higher than on the list. The low A.
So he's not low A. Is he over Frosted Flakes, though?
Yes. Oh. John, is it better than Frosted Flakes?
I think it's better than Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, I'll defer.
I'll defer too, because that's a bold statement. All right, I'm gonna go next. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to pick some of the dark horses here because they're the things that we don't want to talk about, but we have to. I'm going Rice Chex.
Okay.
There was a time where my mom was buying Chex. I don't remember what grain it was that was in there, but the only thing I'm coming back to, and this is going to heavily sway my thoughts on this, guys, I hope you stay with me in here. As a cereal, Chex, not great. But as a snack food?
So good.
Oh, my. If you go to someone's house and they have that bowl of homemade Chex Mix, you're digging it. You go to the store and you buy the bag of Chex Mix. Oh, my. Yeah, I'm all in. The Chex Mix is bold. I'm there for it. And I'm sure Rice Chex is a core part of that. I can't tell you what. I just know when I open up that bag or I'm digging into Aunt Sally's bowl, I'm seeing the different colors of Chex. I don't care what I'm getting. It's all great.
The wheat Chex are kind of the worst for the cereal, but also kind of soak up and add a heartiness to the homemade Chex mix. So that's the only time you want wheat Chex. Rice Chex, I think, are better than the corn Chex. So I think that's all right, the top tier.
Let's just, since we're talking about them, I got wheat, corn, and rice here.
Wheat is lowest tier.
I dropped cinnamon off, and then there was like a vanilla, and I'm like, nobody's fucking.
No.
So let's just get Chex out of the way right now. So Paul,
the wheat Chex goes with the bran flakes. It's below. It's.
I don't know. I'd rather
eat. I would put it above them. Yeah, because you're going to buy it for the snack. I would put corn Chex as I'm it's putting the these. Yeah,
there. Chex I think is higher than rice Chex. I would say corn.
You like corn
Chex is higher than rice Chex.
Really?
I feel like there's more flavor to the corn Chex.
I like the rice Chex. But again, I think they're light.
I was fine with them all being kind of in the same tier because they're blah cereal, but they're amazing snacker.
Yeah.
Like,
but this is a
I love tier. Chex. Yeah. I couldn't tell you what any of them tasted like.
New tier. Make it a mix.
First and only one that's probably going to be as a snack food. The Chex are all going there.
Yeah, I was fine with having a medicinal because I'm okay with all the different types of frosted shredded wheats being medicinal with the bran flakes.
I don't know, like just even thinking about them makes me want to go buy a box of Chex. I got a bottle of Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
I got some salt.
You're up.
Shake that shit around.
Pretty much got yourself a mix going.
Got me a mix. You know, some like little pretzel rods and then some like bagel chips or something in there too.
You get the red chips.
You get the marinade made by Montreal Steak Seasoning. They have those different marinades. You get that, make the marinade, toss them in that because they have the different steak bold flavors and everything. Because I had a
I was on a little bit of, like, you know, when people make the oyster crackers.
Yeah.
I was making the oyster cracker snacks, and I was doing that with the different Montreal marinades, and they were delicious.
Mm.
So if you're going to make your own, I recommend doing that because you get some good flavor.
I don't know. And I said before, guys, I'm on vacation. I might have a Chex Mix day.
You're gonna go to that wedding and just in your pocket just slowly keep pulling out little crunchies.
I'm excited for it.
Yanni's like, what are you doing? You're making too much noise. They're praying up there.
I brought this for myself. Paul, where are you going next?
Oreo-O's. Guys, they tried to take it away from us. It went away. And we demanded it back as a society, as a people, because we know what is good. And what is good is eating cookies for breakfast. And Oreo-O's, top tier cereal. If you want to talk about something that does good stuff to your milk, Oreo-O's. You get the chocolatiness. You get that weird frosting that's inside the cream filling of the cereal. That it tastes like cookies and cream. You're drinking cookies and cream milk. It's delicious.
So
it's
I wonderful. Left this on the list because I assumed someone was going to be passionate about it. I've never had this. Oh. My big question.
Also made by Post. Also usually on sale when the s'mores is. Do yourself a favor. Pick up both boxes. It's the best $5 you ever spent.
Is this a deeper, richer chocolate that I'm getting from something like a Cocoa Krispie or a Cocoa Puff or Cocoa Pebbles? Like, it needs to be a darker chocolate. Yeah, that's what I would want this to be.
I had these.
Yeah, they're great.
I was absolutely disappointed with them.
Oof. All right, so Paul, where do you put them?
I would put them high A.
John, where do you put them?
Above peanut butter.
After I would put them maybe high C.
All right, so they.
So I'm fine.
They go bottom of the B.
Put it middle of the B.
I don't think I could put these over Sunny and Fruit Loops or the Pebbles or a Frankenberry. What I'm hearing is true. Sunny's never let me down.
Paul,
if I get arrested.
Very passionate about this. I know we put one of the cereals in A that neither of us have had. But I'm fine with this being a little higher in B.
I don't for his passion. How you could be disappointed in them.
Because I've had a fucking Oreo, and that does not live up to an Oreo.
It's a cereal version of an Oreo. It's great.
Oreo-O's. It should be an Oreo just in a shape of an O.
Have you had the Oreo candy bar? It's freaking disgusting.
Yeah, it's made out of white chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is so much. The hell's buying white chocolate? This is so much better. It's not white chocolate. It delivers on the promise of Oreos as a breakfast cereal.
It does not deliver on the promise of Oreo.
What do you want me to? What did he want to do? Take Oreos, take a patch, put it
just
in a blender?
Just put them in a bowl.
Just boom, boom, boom. And then pour it out of a bowl, pour some milk.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It tastes like an Oreo. It should taste like an Oreo, and it doesn't.
As the list builder, and who has submitted us to the Midnight Society's approval, I cannot put this over Sunny and Fruit Loops. I cannot put this over Fruity Pebbles. I can't put this over Frankenberry. Like, John feels so strongly about it being like not good as Paul does.
I'm okay with it being right there.
It's on B. Like, that's his best idea.
It's still a B. It's still a B.
Well, John,
you're okay to be wrong.
I tried to give it mid B. I wasn't trying to be a jerk.
No, I know. I'm not saying, but I'm just saying, let Chris taste it and decide. Let the list builder decide.
John.
I can't see if
Paul can pick apart.
I can't see if this is on there, but we mentioned it earlier. And it's Raisin Bran, baby.
It's there. It's right next to Apple Jacks. Second row, middle.
But I do enjoy.
Yeah.
I do enjoy my Raisin Bran.
I don't know if it's true. Things might have changed, shrinkflation's a thing. Are there still two scoops of raisins?
I don't know. What's the sun doing on that picture? Is he pouring two scoops in there?
Let me enhance.
Oh, the thing is, Chris.
It looks like there's one scoop in his hand.
They can promise two scoops of raisins because you know why?
How much is in a scoop?
How big of a scoop? What's the size of the scoop? They never tell
you. But there's already raisins in the bowl, so I think he's putting the second scoop into the bowl.
Maybe we're catching him mid-scoop.
It's a banger. Like we said, brand cereal's not great, but you throw some raisins in there? I don't even like raisins, and it's good. But I'm good with this being high C.
Paul? Pick apart his pick like he picked apart yours.
No, it's fine, because I also agree. I think Raisin Bran is better than the medicinal, hey, you gotta buy just Bran Flakes.
Oh, 100%.
I'm okay with it being high D, maybe low C. It's not as good as Kix.
Is it better than Frosted Mini Wheats?
No!
Better than Frosted Mini Wheats.
No, but that was my question, because I have not had this in forever, but I remember this being one of those cereals, like, if I had it at my grandfather's house, like, when I would sleep over there, being like, this is
the
bad.
Thing with that cereal is there is a chore of making sure that you don't accidentally eat all the raisins too quickly, and then I'm left with just Bran Flakes, because that's a real fear, and it does happen, even with the two scoops. Yeah. Of raisins in there.
They have frosted those raisins as well.
They have frosted those raisins. So they are a little bit more sugary. And it is like, hey, you got to dole out those raisins in every scoop that you're eating.
Come on, Mr. Sun, give me more.
I'm not a wild man that would pour myself a second bowl because I'm left with just bran and then try to get more raisins.
You can eat as much cereal as you want. Nobody's ever going to stop you.
23 biscuits, man.
Go for it. Guys, there's one thing I learned growing up in the 80s and 90s. It's if you want to be an athlete, you got to start your day off with your Wheaties.
Mm-hmm.
That bright orange box, the sports hero of the day plastered on the front. Maybe it's the Olympic team for something. I don't know. That might be a thing they still do. But I definitely remember eating my Wheaties because it was a thing that you just had to eat because it's what was bought. But it's not a good cereal.
And that's why you're an Olympic athlete today.
Hot take. I'm putting it upper D, because it is recognizable. It is something that you got to eat your Wheaties. Like you saw this as a kid growing up, like.
The marketing is definitely better than the cereal.
Yeah.
I would say it's medicinal, man.
You put it on with Bran Flakes?
I would put it,
It's, over Bran Flakes, though. Over Bran Flakes, but it's medicinal. I'd be like, I probably ate a bowl of this and had, like, Scottie Pippen on the cover at some point.
You got a bowl of this, and that's when you're that little kid, and you're like, Mom, we don't need these again. Like, it's... You're just like, no, this is going to be a no.
Paul.
All right, let's go with the actual original of the shredded wheat. Let's get that on the medicinal side, too. It's right there. I would put it above Bran Flakes. There's a nostalgia there. It reminds me of how
also
my grandfather
cereal,
was.
Also post-cereal, Paul.
Also post.
One of your favorites.
How much iron is in them?
100% of your daily, recommended daily, requirement or recommended amount. But I just remember my grandfather heating up water on the stovetop and then pouring the boiling water on top of it, and that's how he ate his shredded wheat. I tried it
like a man. No milk, no sugar, just boiling water and wheat.
Yep.
Oh, God meant cereal to be eaten.
And then he laced up his boots and went
and
to work at the steel
cowboy
mill.
Hat.
Went to work at the steel mill, so that's how it went.
It's not a great cereal. The fact that it still exists for some reason is beyond me, because there's probably people that don't have taste buds and are like,
oh, It's a cereal for the person that wants to prove that they're tough. You know, when I hear people say I eat a bucket of nails, or what is this phrase? A bowl of nails for breakfast. What they're actually talking about is
nails for breakfast, tax for snacks. They're just eating this and then pouring boiling water down their throat. John.
Let's see. I'm leaning in here. Oh.
Oh, there's multiple Raisin Bran, so I'm gonna pop this one down. We already talked about it.
I see that little bunny. Why don't we do some tricks? Because they're for kids.
Oh man. Tricks was a treat as a kid. Because I knew this is just for me. And I'm thinking back to when tricks were all just like that ball shaped kind of like kicks before they put them to the kind of weird like fruit shapes because
that were way too tough. They were hard and not good.
They were like Captain Crunch level of density.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
They were not good.
But iconic.
Yeah, I think this is another one where the marketing's better than the cereal.
I'm going to go one step beyond that, too, because my mom used to buy the Trix yogurt for me to take in my lunches because they had,
the different fruit flavors.
Yeah, strawberry banana was like a go-to. Hey, thanks, Sideward.
You know, you guys reminded me how not great they were. I'm fine with this going down to C, right above Kix. Really?
Yeah, I think they're better.
They're basically a fruit flavored raisin bran. Yeah.
Ooh.
I would take a bowl of Raisin Bran over some Trix. My mother-in-law bought Raisin Bran, and I was like, "What do you got there, Raisin Bran? Mind if I have a bowl too?"
So, John, you can take your earbuds out for a minute because this is just gonna be between Paul and I. Paul.
Yeah. John's old.
This motherfucker's too old now. He can't appreciate the Trix because
it's for kids. He's even said it.
I still enjoy them. He's like, all right, give me that Raisin Bran. I think we'll say to him, yes, we'll put it below Raisin Bran.
But we won't.
But he doesn't have his old man glasses on. He can't see it. We'll keep it upper C.
As long as he keeps leaning back, he can't see it. It's fine.
Okay. All right. Good talk. Okay. We did it. Okay. John, you're good to go ahead. Yep. John, you're completely right. We agree.
You whippersnappers put it in the right spot.
Yep. We did. We also yelled at those kids that were playing on your lawn, the squirrels that were in your car.
The squirrels are back in my car.
Me next. I see this guy. He's been looking at me the whole time. I'm going with Mr. Sunny Bear. I'm going with my Golden Crisp. This is the lesser version. It was Sugar Crisp, but then they changed it when everyone was like, oh, sugar might not be the best thing for you. And then they're like, it's golden, sweetened with honey and other sweeteners. This was never one of my favorite cereals, but god damn if Sugar Bear's not a cool guy. I think branding alone puts him on the C tier. I would go above Kix, below Raisin Bran. Paul?
I just remember
a physical reaction.
This is the styrofoam of cereals that, you know, oh yeah, it's a little sweet, but this is what's the one with the Dig'Em, the frog?
Honey Smacks.
They're the same one, the puffed rice, right?
They're the same thing.
These are kind of more like Corn Pops. I'm not a fan of this,
Corn Pops.
Corn Pops is better. But I liked the puffed rice cereals. Like Honey Smacks, really? I don't know. Something about them.
My sister liked them.
I always like Katie.
What's she doing? Why isn't she on this episode?
Golden Crisp, Sugar Crisp, whatever you might know it as. I never had that affinity for it, though. If you want to put this lower, I'm probably fine with it.
Yeah.
I think
you go D?
I'm fine with it being a D.
Below alphabets.
The puffed rice cereal I was never a fan of. And actually, whatever the knockoff version of the puffed rice cereal like this was, I think was better than the normal name brand. Mm. You know, the ones that just came in the bag.
My mom used to buy the bag seals. Yeah. I was like, oh, Mom, now that I'm an adult and go grocery shopping on my own, I'm like, that's fine.
And yeah. The thing is, you just buy the bag cereal and just put it in the box that you have empty. And you can reuse the box. Because I don't like storing the bags of cereal. Because I feel like if I put them where I normally put the cereal, they'll get crushed. Mm. Something else will go on top of them. They're also laying out sideways.
Also, why are you stacking stuff on top of bags of cereal?
Well, I don't. Because I put them in the box.
Okay.
Are you worried about somebody else if you don't put them in the box?
Well, I thought like buying like a container for it. Like,
and I'm buying something to
like
buy
a plexi container or something.
I already think I got the boxes for free. They came with the cereal.
That's the price now. yeah. I'm okay with lower D. Yeah. Probably below alphabets. Oh, no, I'm going to say just because Sugar Bear is really cool. He goes above alphabets.
Oh, yeah.
He can't beat a werewolf, though. Like, that's just science. Paul.
I think I saw that on a science quiz on the back of one of the cereal boxes once.
Probably did.
Let's go with this commercial that we all grew up with, and that's Apple Jacks. Why do you like them? They don't even taste like apples. We just do.
We just do.
It's the Zen. It is the Buddhist philosophy of cereals.
You named your horse Apple Jacks.
Yeah, it's a great name for a horse. Terrible cereal, though. We'll probably get to it quick because I'm going to say we'll go there next. If I have to eat like an apple cinnamon cereal, it's going to be the apple cinnamon Cheerios.
Mm. Yeah.
Apple Jacks didn't. Oh, my gosh. Didn't really taste like apples.
Oh, my goodness. John.
Is this old over here? Is this old man over here? What are you talking about? I don't remember them tasting like apples either. I honestly do not remember what that cereal tastes like.
It tastes like it tastes like Fruit Loops, but
just the green ones?
Yeah. But not even just the green. It's because all the Fruit Loops are all the same flavor.
Yeah.
Fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Fruit Loops before they get the citrus acid, basically.
This is a D for me.
I'm okay with it being D. Like, there's
no
reason.
I have no affinity for it at all. So,
like, so I go low.
It's a cereal that I'm not going to buy. I there's very few cereals that I do buy. And I don't have enough nostalgia for Apple Jacks to be like, oh, yeah. I don't dislike them. If I was on a cruise ship or like a hotel. And they're offering like free continental breakfast, and one of the options was like, you know, the big dispensers of cereal.
Oh, like the you screw that. Yeah,
yeah. And Apple
and some kid in front of you took the last of the Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. And Apple Jacks was there. I wouldn't mind. It wouldn't be like, oh no, I can't believe I'm stuck with Apple Jacks. I'd be like, oh, Apple Jacks, okay, cool.
Yeah. Like, there's so many more cereals I would be like this before that though.
Yeah. Cocoa Puffs being one.
Yeah. Beer break?
I'm good. Yeah, if you want to talk about your beer, I'm good.
My final beer from Cyber Brewing is their Devolution. This is an IPA. It doesn't have their ABVs listed on the can. Everything else that I was able to speak to it, it's because I checked into it on Untappd. This doesn't, but this is kind of a nice, just drinkable IPA. It's not overly, like, juicy, so it's not East Coast, it's not West Coast. It's just, it hits all the notes you would expect from an IPA. Much like every other sideward IPA, like, there's nothing stand out, but there's nothing bad. It's just good, drinkable IPA. That's kind of the end of it. It's like a 3 out of 5. Like, it's purgatory. Paul, did you crack another?
I did, and it kind of started exploding on me, and so I drank it quickly, and that was a tropical hazy, here we go, non-alcoholic, and it was neither tropical nor hazy. It was flat. For it foaming all up, the flavor was flat. And, yeah, it's fine. You know, these beers, they're of the non-alcoholic variety. They're not the great. They're not the great. They were free, so thank you, John. But
you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm glad I tried them because now I know not to buy that variety pack. Because if they didn't have a label on them and I grabbed one and drank it, I'd be like, oh, that's a non-alcoholic beer. What flavor is it? Oh, non-alcoholic beer flavor. All three of them. Not enough difference between them for me to be like, oh, yeah, that's different. Okay, where are we at?
Yeah.
Who's next?
You're up next.
I'm up next.
You're up next.
Oh my god. Where
Applejacks.
Okay. Where is No, I picked Applejacks.
Did you?
Yeah.
Alright. Then John goes.
Well, why don't we do one of the best chocolate cereals there is with Count Chocula.
Guys, this doesn't even need to be a discussion.
It's not above Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh yeah. He most certainly is.
No.
Really? Count Chocula is the cereal that I buy every year because it's the only time I buy cereal. He's a chocolate vampire.
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic.
He's fantastic.
He's effing fantastic. This is a cereal that I get excited for every single year. Like, it's the reason I buy cereal. And then if they have any of the other monster varieties, yeah, I'll buy them too. But I don't think I can put him. If you guys are saying
he's below Cinnamon Toast Crunch,
yeah. I will take solace in the fact that he's at least S tier.
Yeah.
But just know, mm-hmm. The sun goes down. He's finding that fucking baker. Making the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Well, maybe that's why.
He's feeding deep on him.
Maybe that's why he's gone.
He's gone.
He ate the other ones. And
Wendell's not on the box anymore. There's no more Wendell.
Count Chocula is great. This is my top tier cereal. Like, if you guys don't feel the same, that's fine. At least my thoughts are out there.
It's a great one. It's like you said, it's like one of the best chocolate cereals. It delivers that chocolatiness.
It's got marshmallows in there.
You got the marshmallows.
Perfection.
Yeah. Chris, your pick.
But he just. Oh, no. Okay.
I did that.
You did that.
I'm going to go with his friend, Boo Berry. Let's get all these monster cereals on the board.
I wish he was better. He's the most disappointing of them all.
See,
he does not deliver on the blueberry flavor.
I think Booberry and Frankenberry both are doing something different, and they need to be recognized for that. I cannot.
Chris, the person standing at the bus stop yelling at passing cars is doing something different. We don't need to award that. So.
Does he taste like blueberries?
I don't know.
Is he a ghost? Because if he is, then yes,
he might be a ghost.
I don't know. I do like Frankenberry better, but Booberry again.
I think out of the three, the trio, it is the worst of the trio. But it is good.
It is better than Fruit because we couldn't remember it. But it is lower than.
So does Booberry go C tier then? Because we have Frankenberry.
I think it goes C. They can go high C. Yeah, I'm fine with it high C.
Okay. Over Mini Wheats and Trix?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not mad at that, because, again, I buy it because I see it on the shelf at Target, and I'm like, get my Count Chocula. They got Frankenberry. They have Monster Mash. Like, all right, let me buy whatever I can get.
If it was as good as it was as we were kids, yeah, they would all be up in the A tier, S tier kind of range. But we buy them every year, and I feel like we're disappointed every year. They have become the fun size candy bar. It's no longer the fun size candy bar. It's now that little,
like a bite size.
Yeah, that they're still now passing off as fun size. So
I still get excited to pick these up every year. Again, like, nostalgia is a big factor in this for me. talked about it before, but I didn't get to have like a lot of like junk food growing up, but my mom would buy me the Monster cereals because I just really liked them. So I'm okay with this. Paul, where to next?
All right. I'm now scraping here. Lucky Charms. We haven't talked about
that. Lucky Charms.
That was the one I was going to pick too. So
yeah, I have to say this is an A tier cereal. Lucky the mascot, big reason why. Second reason why, it is what made marshmallow cereals the end all and be all of cereals. Like, you're like, oh, it doesn't have marshmallows in it. It's not going to be as good as Lucky Charms. And now they actually like frost every single cereal piece as well. So it's like the alphabet's wishes it was Lucky Charms.
They'll sell you just the marshmallows.
Yeah. You can get the dehydrated marshmallows. But St. Patrick's Day is coming up. It would be a disservice to all cartoon Irish mascots if this wasn't an A tier, at least. I would put it S tier. Because this is like the epitome of the sugary cereal. This is what you, when you think about it, when you want a really sugary cereal, you want Lucky Charms. When Buffalo, the General Mills factory, is making Lucky Charms, you know it, and it's a great day.
You can smell it.
Smell it.
I also think Lucky Charms is an event cereal. Like, anytime they make a new marshmallow, it's always like, ooh, there's the pot of gold in it. The rainbow.
And some things are like, oh, it's a Lucky Charm. It's a red
Chris, rainbow, are you right? Opening a cereal?
Maybe.
Count Chocula right there. Yeah, but it delivers. It delivers on it.
I'd say Lucky Charms is at least above Frosted Flakes.
Peanut butter. That was your peanut butter.
I'd put it above
it can go, Captain Crunch. It can go above peanut butter, Captain
Crunch. I agree. And that's one of the things, like, when Yanni and I went to Buffalo last year, that was one of the things I was excited for, was driving over the Skyway and smelling cereal, because you're either going to get Cheerios or you're going to get Lucky Charms. Mm-hmm. Lucky Charms is great. There's something about the marshmallows that come in it, too. Like, it's just so starchy and, like, dense but delicious. Mm-hmm. Great. Great cereal. Deserving of the A.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got to get closer and look here.
Scroll down a little bit more, Chris. Okay, there you go.
So, some of these, again, like, this is, like, the cutoff here where Cheerios is at.
I just don't want to show more Trixes.
You just did tricks.
Yeah. Nothing. Never mind, old man.
You can't see it. It's fine.
I got to get my bifocals going here.
We got still got the original Cheerios. We still got Pops.
The Rice Krispies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Do they got the Rice Krispie treat?
Jeez.
Cereal? Because that was great.
I don't see that on there. I see Frosted Krispies, which I never had.
No. They got Cocoa Krispies on there?
Uh-huh.
Because Cocoa Krispies definitely go above Rice Krispies. But Rice Krispies, agree. I mean, they're in that Pops category.
It's... No.
Or the Kix.
No. It's as a snack food. It's as a snack food.
A snack food. Oh, yeah. Rice Krispie treats are
what do you better. You buy it to make Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
You're not buying... Because if you're going to buy Rice Krispies, one, you're not paying the name brand price.
Yeah, you're buying the crispy rice.
You're buying crispy rice. If you were going to buy the name brand, you're making it into Rice Krispies because you spent that money.
All right, so now the question is, us as a podcast, like the three of us together, do you like the sweetness of a Rice Krispie treat over the savory of a Chex Mix?
Chex Mix is better.
I agree.
You're already
outvoted, so John, you can say whatever.
Gut reaction, John. Just gut reaction.
I would say I would probably take the snacking crunch of Chex Mix over that. But if I go somewhere and they got Rice Krispie treats, I am 100% having a Rice Krispie treat.
Oh yeah.
The moment in my life when I realized that people could make Rice Krispie treats with other cereal, eye-opening to me.
Like, Fruity Pebbles?
What do you mean? No, I think, yeah, it is better as a snack food than a cereal. If I'm buying a Krispies, it's probably like a Cocoa Krispie or the Rice Krispie treat cereal. So, yeah, at its core, it should just be that. Let's round out our monster cereals. Yummy Mummy. This is the orange vanilla creamsicle one.
I don't think I've ever had it. It sounds amazing.
It was out only once.
They put it out in the 60s or 70s whenever the monster cereals came out. And then it went away in the 80s. And then they did re-release it a few years ago, just as part of the anniversary for the monster cereals. It was really good. You don't get a lot of orange cereal, so I think that's kind of its claim to fame. I would probably put it same tier as Booberry, but just over. Because they do the same thing, just it depends on what your flavor profile is.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up when it was last, came out, but I would have to go to Wikipedia. Oh, is it my turn?
Yep. Back to you.
2013, I think, was one of the last times it came out.
I missed it by this much. All right. Let's go original Cheerios, because I know it's on the list somewhere.
It is. That was my mark of
and that is between... That's down with the Wheaties, Shredded Wheat, Bran Flakes.
Oh, no. I think regular Cheerios has to be S tier.
What? No, we already got Honey Nut. And Honey Nut is far superior.
Yeah.
That
Honey Nut Cheerios, is the best.
Yeah. Plain Cheerios is either better as a snack food because they're pouring milk over it, or it's medicinal. I'm okay with renaming F tier medicinal. And I'm okay with then putting Frosted Mini Wheats down there as well.
We're just Frosted Mini Wheats? Okay. That can be at the beginning. Yep. I don't know. I feel like Cheerios has to be S tier. Like, it's the best cereal.
No. Is it the best?
It's not.
It's just the perfect amount of, crunch and sweetness. They float in the milk.
Uh-huh.
You give it to your kids as a snack in the little Ziploc baggie. It's
I don't. You know why?
Why?
It's a thousand better things to give your kids.
I'm not sure.
I don't mind it as a snack food. I don't mind it being. It's not as good as Honey Nut Cheerios. And if I'm buying Cheerios, I'm buying the Honey Nut Cheerios because I don't have kids.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm wrong, but I think Cheerios should be the top of yes. That's a cereal, and then everything else that you have is
a variation on upon that. It.
Yeah.
All right, then make another tier.
No, I'm not making any more tiers.
And then you just already call made it
one for medicinal and then one for as a snack food.
And just
so,
call it Cheerios.
Paul, where are you putting Cheerios?
I'm putting it down in medicinal or better as or a snack food.
So between the two. John?
Yeah. If I were going to put it in a column, I would put it on C and I'd put it above Kix.
Okay.
But not, I think Raisin Bran is better than Cheerios.
That hurts. Oh my God. Okay.
See, I'm almost to the point of putting Raisin Bran on medicinal.
It's got the raisins in it. Who goes next?
John. Well, let's do cornflakes there with the rooster.
I like how cornflakes has tried to adjust its branding over the years, where they're trying to keep it plain and simple with that minimalist.
Mm-hmm. So this rooster. Is S tier, right, Chris?
No, cornflakes isn't good because we already have Frosted Flakes up in the A tier.
Yeah, but this is the everything else is a variation upon this cereal.
No.
This is.
Do this not equate is, this to Cheerios, sir.
This is a platonic idea of...
No, this
well,
is...
Here's the thing.
This is the cereal that they made to stop people from masturbating at mental institutions. This is medicinal, if anything, was.
This is the cereal that they were like, hey, we got the cereal. And people were like, it's okay. You know what would be better? Sugar on it. And then they're like, hey, we're healthy. And then you're like, you know what? You're not. Special K is healthy. We're going to do that. Yeah, I'm good with it being.
This is in medicinal, but not at the top. Again, Paul, this was created to get people to stop masturbating.
It was. He had a theory that sugar and spicy foods promoted high levels of discordant energy inside of your body, which would cause people to then, if you led a simple life, you would not need to delve into carnal pleasures. It wasn't like, oh, eat the cereal to make you flaccid. You know, it wasn't like that.
Disagree. John Kellogg, I am buying
there is a giant cock on the box.
I am buying a box of shredded wheat, and I'm using that just like rough wheat pillow to crank it. This is for you, John. This is for you, John. That's what I'm going to say as I do it.
Sorry. Yanni's going to be like, are you talking about your friend, John?
And I'll say yes. John.
All right. Well, I just did.
Oh, was that you? Okay, I thought that was cool.
So why don't you grab, what's the one left on here, Chris, that is needs to be on this list?
Cookie Crisp.
Ooh, do they even make Cookie Crisp?
They do. They are no longer promoting that Life of Crime with the Cookie Crook.
Yeah, because then it became he got the dog.
They changed it to
the dog took over.
But then the dog became a wolf. Because it's still a Cookie Crisp because it's a wolf howling, but it's not the two thieves trying to steal the cookies to have for breakfast. I think Cookie Crisp for me is everything that Paul liked about the Oreo cereal, where it's cookies for breakfast. Yeah. Except this is actually like, yes, it's little chocolate chip cookies in milk. I think this is the same, but better.
And see, I don't think it delivers on the chocolate.
It's not chocolate cereal, though.
But it's chocolate chip cookies, and it doesn't taste like chocolate chip cookies. There's, like, no chocolatiness to it at all.
But they're their own thing. They're Cookie Crisps. It's just like right now you have, like, Brownie Crisp, and they're hard, crunchy brownie bites. Like, you have those Cookie Crisps. You got. I like Cookie Crisps. I would put Cookie Crisps above Fruit Loops.
Okay.
I would even put it, I would probably put it above Frankenberries too.
Whoa.
That's a hot take. I would definitely put it over Paul's Oreos. I don't know if I could put it over I don't know if I could put it over Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles, or Frankenberry, but
yeah, I think I only bought it once and I was so disappointed in them. I'm like, yeah, never again.
Also, guys, just want to give you a heads up. If you buy the Monster cereals at Halloween time, do not wait until March to eat them because this Count Chocula is stale as fuck.
Yeah.
You just opened it.
Yeah, I just popped it, baby.
What's the Best Buy date on that bad boy? Because I have a couple boxes. Did he buy it not this past Halloween?
I don't know where it is.
The previous Halloween? It would be right on the list. It's okay. It doesn't matter. Jen doesn't want me to make this last any longer, and
okay. Anyways, Paul, is there one more on here that you got to get out?
Just for the commercials, let's go with Life Cereal. Mikey would like it. You know, Mikey.
The time I had Life, I was like, oh, this is
It's D-tier.
The famous one from the commercial, and I was like, oh, this isn't good.
No, they're not good. Because they're, like, not sweet. They have, every, like, fourth one has, like, a little bit of coating sweetness on it. They're fine, but they're not great.
I think they made them, they have a cinnamon version that's pretty good.
Yeah.
They do. Cinnamon was also on this list.
But I'm going with the classic Life cereal.
Yeah, you got a classic Life. I'm 100% fine with it being on D.
Almost medicinal on it. Almost.
Yeah. Almost.
John.
I mean, if we're gonna corn pops,
they're not on this. Oh, they're there. I missed.
Yeah, yeah, there.
Corn pops.
I say C tier, maybe B.
Yeah, I'd say they're.
I think they're better than Kix. Yeah.
I'd say they're better than Cheerios.
Why are you picking fights with everybody today, Jim?
I can't say that. And then Speedron Cocoa Krispies. It was the first varietal of the Rice Krispie. I think it's better.
Yeah.
Than Rice Krispie, yeah.
I mean, I'm fine high C, low B.
I was going to say probably, for me, it's like above Raisin Bran.
It's above Booberry. Come on.
Okay.
Get your head out of your ass.
I did. I put it up there. Another one.
It's above Fruit Brute. Come on.
No, it's above Fruit Brute. I can't put it above Yummy Mummy. How many orange vanilla cereals are out there?
Why is Yummy Mummy the number one on C?
Orange vanilla creamsicle monster cereal.
2013 was the last time you had it.
Come on. No, it was out before that. I had it after I lived down here because they re-released everything. I promise you, I will dig deep on this, and I'm going to text you at like 2 o'clock in the morning and be like, "See,
you know what? All right, you know what? We took your precious Cheerios and we put it towards the bottom there. Well, we'll give you a Yummy Mummy."
We talked about it in the lead up, but we didn't rate it. Honey Smacks. This is the puffed rice.
That's the lowest of D tier.
Really? I would probably put it over like.
Where's the other?
Yeah, you can put it right next to it.
Yeah, they're
put it right next to Golden Crisp.
Yeah, they're one of the same.
Up there.
They're both gross.
I think it's better. I'm putting it up one more. Still gross. Also, he's not on here. Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs would be a high, if not S tier.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to grab Gorilla Munch because fucking don't know what that is. You said high A, Paul?
Yeah,
high A.
Below Lucky Charms? Before peanut butter?
Yeah.
And since we didn't talk about them, where would you guys put the rest of the captain?
Oh, it's all berries and everything?
Yeah.
I think those are all lower. But one that isn't on here, Reese's.
Peanut
butter chocolate one. I mean, that's an S tier to high A.
Yeah.
I would put it probably on it's the lowest of the S tiers.
Yeah.
Like this, I'm sorry, shout out to whoever made this tier list because they have a lot of cereals on here, but then there's like five or six versions of Special K, but then they don't have Captain Crunch.
Well, it's more than that because they start above.
Oh, shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think it's like
7, 8, 9, 10, 11 versions.
Yeah, because you were supposed to do a tier of just Special K, a K tier.
But you don't have Captain Crunch, even just the base Captain Crunch.
Some people forget about him.
Guys,
we did it.
Hey, we did it.
Who would have thought?
Me.
Not me.
Paul, Chris. I can't wait to have a bowl of this with some milk.
Yeah.
And then you know what I'm going to do after that?
Drink that milk.
No, I'm going to have another bowl.
I can't imagine sitting down and eating two bowls of cereal in a row. I just can't.
Why not, Paul? Just cereal? I don't know. Like, when I make a bowl of cereal, like, it's not, like, a huge bowl. It's just, like...
Yeah. It's a four-minute ordeal.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is, like, you'll have those moments, like, my wife will come into the room, and she'll be, like, crunching on something, and I'm like, what are you eating? She's like, bowl of cereal. And then... as soon as she says that, I'm like, oh, do I want a bowl of cereal? And then sometimes I do, and I'll get my own bowl. Or she'll finish hers, and I'll take her milk. Like, if we're having, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I'll take her milk and put cereal in that and have a double cinnamon milk.
Mm. Yeah. But, guys, that was Tears and Rain for National Cereal Day. However you celebrate, hey... thanks for listening along. This episode brought to you by Kellogg's. Kellogg's, stop pulling your pud and pull up a spoon. look forward to next week where John won't be on the show, so it's going to be a not episode. Paul and I are going to be sitting down to do a not episode.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about The Rising Storm by Kevin Scott. Kevin?
Kevin, yeah. Kevin? Kevin?
Kevin? Kevin Scott.
I'm not sure.
So get ready for me to mispronounce all the Star Wars characters' names.